Mark has had his hands in so many mighty moves of God and so many revival churches that it's impossible to keep track of them. We are blessed and favored of God that he is in this house tonight. And I want you to extend your hand toward him and just say, "Preach to me, preacher. Tell me what the Holy Ghost is saying."
Put your hands together one more time. Give God some high praise. You already have. Do it again. God is so worthy. Praise God. Turn around, look at somebody and say, "I'm already blessed. I am already blessed." And turn around, look at somebody else, say, "And we're just getting started. We are just getting started." Praise him again. Oh, hallelujah. Praise him again. I am going to ask for a show of hands of people that have come to this conference not to see or be seen, not just to socialize, but you have told God before you arrived, "God, I am going to ARC because I need something from you. I want something from you. And I am going to receive something from you because I'm going to give something back to you." Let me see your hands all over the auditorium that truly have come for that. Almost without fail, 100% have lifted their hands in this place. Now I want you to clap your hands one more time and thank God that it's going to happen. Give him high praise. Amen. Now, I'm going to give you a word from the Lord. There is an anointing and a power from God that is about to sweep in upon God's people in such a way that there will be absolutely no doubt that this is not generalizing, but it's going to be specific and it's going to be powerful. Now, church, I ask God for a sign Sunday night in church. We're having an incredible outpouring of God in a little town in East Texas. And I ask God on that Sunday night, "God, if this is true, what I am feeling and you are doing, and this is going to carry over into ARC, I am asking for this sign tonight that you come down in this service." You'd already blessed so incredibly. Some of the most wonderful people had gotten the Holy Ghost. Miracles had happened, healings, deliverances. Sunday night in that little town in East Texas, one of the greatest moves of God. I had nothing to do with it, nor the pastor or the people. And it swept down into that beautiful little church with a mighty rushing wind. I saw the pastor eyes as big as saucers. I turned shaking and trembling. Saints were running and dancing. People broke out of the pews and received the Holy Ghost right in the aisles. Never made it to the altar. One of the greatest moves of God we have ever known is coming to all of our lives who have wanted it, hungered after it. And this, I know you've heard the words, but I prophesy to you, the greatest touches of God you have ever known are about to explode in your life, in your churches. I'm serious. I'm not just saying that. I'm not hyping anybody up. God came Sunday night as a sign to me that what he was telling me is coming to pass. Now, here's the key. To get God, we must empty of ourselves. In the Greek, the word kenosis, if I even get that far in my message, means an emptying out of oneself, that you might be filled up with what God has. That Greek word kenosis is what the Spirit did when it emptied out into the body of Jesus Christ in incarnation. What an impact when the Spirit and the body were joined together. That kenosis is in this building right now. Because in the Spirit emptying out into the body, there was an empowering. When we get rid of our flesh and let the Holy Ghost impart into us, there's healing in this building right now, and deliverance and anointing and power and glory. Folks, I know we're not ready for it, but I'm telling you, it's here right now. There is such a settling in on this place. Before I read the scripture tonight, reach over and lay your hand on somebody's shoulder, and they may not even know yet what it means, but say, God, let a kenosis happen to them in this meeting. Pray right now through the power of the blood of the Lamb. Holy Ghost, impart to us your glory. I leave no place for the flesh or for the devil to hide. I bare my soul. I open up, O God. Come on. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is. Pray, church. Pray. No, really pray. Pray harder than this. Pray mightier than this. Pray. Kenosis. Let it happen. Let there be a birth of revival. Explode in this meeting. Come on, all over the building. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. 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 Pray some more. Pray some more. Now lift their hand toward heaven where it's appropriate and worship the Lord God. Come on. Reach over and get them by the hand and lift it toward heaven and worship the Lord God. There should be a roar of praise. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Loose us. Move on us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody say hallelujah. Now turn and look at somebody and say, God's going to impart some great things in your life. God's going to impart some great things into your life. While you're turning your Bibles to Genesis, the 13th chapter and the 8th verse, Genesis 13 and 8, I want to say what a joy of mine to be here in the great state of Alabama. And I love this state. It is so dear to me. And I thank God for the great men of God, the leadership in the state of Alabama. And I thank God for the churches and the saints of God and the ministry. And I'll say more about it later. I want to get on into the word, but thank you, brethren, steering committee, men of God, for honoring me to be among such an august body of people and to be a minister in this pulpit with Brother Sam Emery. Didn't you enjoy that Holy Ghost preaching? Wasn't that awesome? Amen. And tomorrow, Brother Wilson and Brother Booker, the great word of God that's going to come forth. I am extremely honored to be with these great men of God, and I appreciate, love them, and honor them. Thank you all for being so kind to me. Genesis 13 and 8. Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. Everybody say, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right hand. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord. Everybody say, as the garden of the Lord. Like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. Everybody say, separated themselves. Abram, amen, dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent towards Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, everybody say, separated. Lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward, eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. Everybody say, forever. Genesis now 14, Genesis 14 and 2. I do this for a reason. I want to point out something. Genesis 14 and 2. That these made war with Bera, king of Sodom, and with Bersha, king of Gomorrah, and Shinab, king of Admah, and Shember, king of Zeboam, and the king of Bela. Everybody said Bela, which is Zoar. The city of Bela was the name of that community before it became Zoar. Now, reading in Genesis 19, or Genesis, 19, or Genesis 19 and 15. If you will look there, please. Now, reading in the 15th verse, Genesis 19 and 15. And when the morning arose, the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. Everybody say, the Lord was merciful. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain. Everybody say, let's go to the mountain. Lest thou be consumed. Look at this. Lot said unto them, oh, not so, my Lord. Behold, now thy servant has found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Behold, now this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said unto him, see, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also. Now, I'm going to give you an insight here in the reading of the scripture that Lot, in his decadent state, how still he had power in the spiritual realm. I want you to look at this. And he said unto him, see, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city, for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou be come thither. Hear the angels talking, folks. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything. In other words, till you move. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. 30th verse. And Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar. And he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. Amen. I'd like to minister just a little while tonight upon this thought of the power of God. What will we do with it? The power of God. What will we do with it? I'm sorry to have taken this long. Amen. But I feel the stage is set and right for a kenosis to happen in this place. A transferring, an emptying out of the flesh, and an infilling of the Spirit. It wants to happen. It's ready to happen. Come on. The power of God is here. What are we going to do with it? Somebody help me a little bit tonight. I said the power of the Lord is here. What are we going to do with it? Hallelujah. Not my will, but thy will be done, O Lord. Somebody shout that. Not my will, but thy will be done, O Lord. Lay your hand on their shoulder one more time. Let's pray. Pastor Sutton, pray.
By your Spirit, Almighty God, fill every heart with your word. Rain down in this house, O God, and help us to hear a word in the Holy Ghost tonight. And everybody said, in Jesus' name.
Clap your hands one more time to the Lord. Really clap your hands to the Lord and praise Him. Magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, I feel the glory of the Lord here. Somebody, while you're clapping your hands, tell the Lord, I want that anointing. I want that blessing. I'm emptying out right now. Not my will, thy will be done. You may be seated in Jesus' name. No one in the earth knew God. No one was worshiping God at that time. That is discernible by the scripture. But the Lord came down and found him a man by the name of Abram, laid his hand upon him and said, I'm going to bring you into a land of promise. But two things is this requirement. I want you to come out from among your countrymen. I want you to leave behind the old life. then I want you to separate from your bloodline, your family. Now, God doesn't want us turning against mom or dad or brother or sister or aunt or uncle, but there is a symbolism here. There is something in typology beautiful in the scripture of God of these two requirements, that we see this also in the heavens as it is on earth. Number one, come out from the past. Wave it goodbye. Leave the old bloodline and reach up to the future that God has for you. Hallelujah. I feel like that's going to happen in this conference. I feel like a lot of us are going to wave goodbye to some pain, sorrow, grief in our past. Amen. We're going to tell the old blood, I'm sick of it. I'm emptying out. I'm ready for a new thing and dimension in my life in God. Somebody said amen. Abram obeyed half of that commandment. He came out from the old country. But the Bible said he brought Lot with him. That was the old blood. God wanted him to leave all of it behind. Because he halfway obeyed God, he only got half of what God had for him. Amen. I don't want to take it in depth. I want to move on into the message. But when he came into the promised land, God only spoke to him in general terms. He said, this is the place. But that was all that he told him. Amen. It would not come later in detail until he obeyed God. The Bible said from there, he journeyed on down into Egypt because of a very severe famine that had come upon the land. Let me talk to some people here. We're only going to have what we have in God a little bit until we give God everything. Amen. I realize that's not a popular message, but I'm here to talk to the apostolics. We're going to get everything God has for this end time church. I'm going to have it. You're going to have it if you want it. How many really want it? How many want the signs, wonders, and miracles? How many really want to see blind eyes open, lame walking? Come on, we have seen it to a degree, but not like we're about to see it. It's going to sweep across America and around the world. What do you say? Let's start it right here tonight in Birmingham, Alabama. Let's get a kenosis going here tonight. Let's empty out of our flesh and tell God, fill me with the anointing of your spirit. Amen. You may be seated. Until we have fully obeyed God, every little famine, every little situation will keep pushing us further from what God has for our life. Are you listening to me? Half obedience in God will not put roots in your life that you can withstand whatever the devil is bringing against you. It drove him down into Egypt. You know the story of how he had trouble and conflict. He came back up out of Egypt, back in the promised land, and realized, I've got to obey God. I've got to get rid of the old blood. Lot, you've got to go one way and I'm going to go the other, because your cattle is drinking my water and eating my grass. Somebody hear me. Amen. Until you empty out of your own will and way, there will not be the sweetness of the fullness of God in our lives. Come on. We will be driven by every wind of false doctrine and spirits. But when we make up our mind, God, I'm saying goodbye to everything in my life of my past. I'm getting rid of the old blood, and I want an infusion of the precious blood of Jesus in my life. I'm prophesying. I'm telling you, it's about to get in detail. I'm talking to you. It's about to get in detail. But we got to make up our mind. We are separating ourselves according to the commandment of God. Turn and look at somebody and say, I want all of God. No, that was half. That was just kind of, you didn't really say it. You didn't really mean it. Hey, man, I want you to turn and look at somebody and say, I mean what I say. I want all of God. I want all of God. There ought to be a roar in this place here tonight. I want, come on. What I felt Sunday night in East Texas, I feel in this building. But we got to let go to it. Come on. We got to give up to it. We got to let God come and separate, cut off some things that are keeping us from what God has for our life. You may be seated in Jesus' name. And so he obeyed. Lot, the Bible said, looked toward the well plains, water plains of Jordan. He made that choice. And so in their separation, the Bible said, now God came to Abram and said, look northward, southward, eastward, westward, every direction you look and wherever your feet lands, that's going to be the promise that I gave you a long time ago. Oh my God, there's some promises that are ready to be birthed in this place during this convention. You're not hearing me. There are some churches that are ready for Holy Ghost explosion. There are lives that are ready to be changed. Somebody reach up into the heavens and say, God, I'm tired of the generality. I want the apostolic power in detail in my life. Clap your hands. Oh my God. Shekasata. Come on. Come on. Clap your hands. Praise Him. Give Him glory. Some of us are not going to hear this, but you must start right now, emptying out, not my will, not my will, not my will, but thy will be done. Come on, church. We're setting the stage for the remainder of this convention. Tonight, through Brother Emery and the Word of God right now, we are setting the stage for all that are going to follow. But if we don't do it tonight, I'm telling you, the devil will have a heyday. But I got a word for the devil right now. We're going to bring an end to it starting tonight. We want you to understand this is not your conference. These are not your people. You have no part in this. God, I invite you and your holy angels to step into this place and to bring down your glory and your anointing. Do you want it? Do you want it? Somebody talk to me. Do you really want it? Talk back to me. Do you really want it? Are you hungry for that apostolic ministry? Are you hungry for signs, wonders, and miracles? Somebody leap for joy for just a moment. We're getting ready to loose it in this house. I'm telling you, I feel it. I feel it. Come on, I feel it. I feel it. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody shout hallelujah. You may be seated in Jesus' name. I want you to notice this, folks. Amen. The Bible said that this opening into Sodom and Gomorrah was as the garden of God. It was not the garden of God. Amen. It was a counterfeit. And the city that opened up to Sodom and Gomorrah, amen, was Bela. That was the name of the city. In the Hebrew, Bela means swallowed up as though in destruction. Are you listening to me? In the Hebrew, the gateway city to Sodom and Gomorrah meant swallowed up as in destruction. Listen, if we're going to have God God, we're going to have to start making right decisions. We're going to have to start making right choices. And that's what I'm going to preach about tonight. Are you hearing me? The power of God is here. What are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with it? There is a counterfeit that looks like God, that sounds like God. Somebody help me. It looks beautiful to the natural eye, but it ain't got the Jerusalem ring in it. Somebody help me. I want the Jerusalem ring. I want the apostolic. Somebody help me. I don't want to play church. I want to have church. Y'all ain't helping me tonight. Come on. Y'all ain't helping me tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's spirits that are trying to encroach in the church of the living God. Spirits of Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm fixing to preach a little bit here tonight if you'll help me. You may be seated. Let me tell you something, folks. Lot knew what that city meant. He knew when he went through the gateway of Bela, that he was walking into the mouth of destruction. My God, have mercy. It looked so beautiful as though it were the garden of God. I'm telling you, the devil is painting a picture for many of God's people and God's churches. If you'll back off a little bit, if you'll sit down a little bit, if you'll shut up a little bit, it'll be beautiful. I got a word for you, devil. You're not going to swallow me up. I'm not going down with that spirit. Oh, help me preach a little bit here tonight. Come on, help me preach a little bit here tonight. There is a spirit that is trying to encroach, amen, in the churches of the living God. God, give us a bunch of saints and apostolic preachers with the backbone to say it may look like it. It may sound like it, but it ain't the real thing. Come on. I want the one God, Jesus' name, tongue-talking holiness message. Some of you ain't got up yet. You already backed out of the battle. But some of you know where I'm going. Somebody help me preach. Hallelujah. Come on, church. We must not drag our family in through that gateway. You may be seated. Mamas and daddies, your wonderful children, your daughters, your sons will tell you, oh, Mom and Daddy, this looks so beautiful. Why do we have to have that old blood-stained altar? Why do we have to have those old sacrifices? Look at this. This is beautiful. Look at all that it has. It looks like God. My God, give us a daddy who knows how to pray. Amen. And say, if it ain't got blood on it, I don't want anything to do with it. My God, give us some mamas that say, and if it ain't got the name of Jesus, I don't want anything to do with it. Come on, I'm going to preach it straight tonight because God is about to give us some power like we have never known, but we got to get ready. Come on, we must get ready. Well, it looks like some of you don't want it, but oh, I believe I'm talking to some men and women here. Somebody praise. Somebody shout. Somebody give God glory. Oh, come on, church. Oh, come on. Come on, some of you are running. Those that can't run, clap your hands. Amen. And those that can, shout. If you can leap, leap. But my God, let it be known. Sound out. Baby, we're not going that way. Honey, we're not going that way. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody turn and look at somebody and say, come on, let's have a kenosis tonight. Come on, let's have a kenosis tonight. Come on, I mean it. Look at somebody and say, give it up. Give it up. Let go of it. Oh, God, have mercy. Oh, God, have mercy. Do you want it? Talk back to me. Do you want it? Talk back to me. Do you really want it? You know, if you go that way, you're going to lose your children. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Time always tells the story. You know what happened. Thank God when Lot's life was going in this direction. Amen. There was a man within the same perimeter. Amen. By the name of Abram, that his life, hallelujah, was a righteous, holy life before God. Oh, I want to talk to somebody now. There is power with God. What are we going to do with it? Amen. The Bible said that the angels visited Lot. Where did they find Lot? Where did the angels find him? They found him at the gate of the city. Anybody listen to me? If you sit in the gate of the city, you are generally a judge of the things that occurred in that city. They saw enough in Lot to let him sit in the gate and make decisions. Are you hearing me? But he was making the wrong kind of decisions. I've got to pound this home tonight. It's time for you and I to start making apostolic decisions. No, it is time for us to get in the church with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Come on. Come on, folks, we're battling this world in the spirit. We're battling this carnal spirit. You know that we are. It's fighting and resisting. Don't let the angels meet you at the gates of a Sodom and Gomorrah. You may be seated. You see, folks, here's the problem. When we only have half of God, Lot lost half of his family. You didn't hear me. There are times when we do just enough to get by, but we leave a trail of tragedy behind us because he wouldn't give everything to God. Amen. I want you to notice this, folks, in the scripture. This man, in this deplorable state, spiritual condition, still had power. But he was abusing it like he always had. The angel said, we're going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah and the plains of the city. Run to the mountain. Oh, he said, no, I have found mercy and grace in the sight of the Lord. I can't go to the mountain. Let me stop at this little place. Folks, I want you to notice this. Two things. The angel said, we are going to grant you your request concerning this city. He had power with the angels in that time of trouble. My God, have mercy. There's enough power in this building right now. There's enough power in this building right now to loose revival in your home where you come from. You did not hear me, or you're not listening to me. There is enough power right now to loose angels. You're not hearing me yet. There is enough power of God. You're still not hearing me. There is an anointing in this building to send forth angels. Not for destruction, but for revival. Oh, my sandala basadarabaya. Are you hearing me? Amen. We may not be living like we ought to live, but it's fixing to change right now. Somebody's going to tell God, I'm sick of myself. I'm tired of my own will. I'm tired of doing what I want to do. Lord, I want a kenosis right now. And when you do that, I want you to tell God, touch my family, touch my church, touch my life, anoint me right now, loose the power of God. Come on, somebody help me. My God, somebody send some angels home to your town. Somebody do it right now. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, all over the building. There ought to be an apostolic roar rolling through this place. I want every man of God to reach over, get another man of God by the hand, and lift it toward heaven and say, God, send angels to his town right now. Oh, we're going to pray a little while. Oh, come on. Heaven will hear our apostolic prayer. Somebody praise the Lord. Somebody praise the Lord. Come on. Loose it. Loose it. Loose it. Loose it. Loose it. In Jesus' name. Loose it. Loose it. Hallelujah. Preacher, lay your hand on his chest and ask God to give him signs and wonders like he has never seen. Saint, lay your hand on their chest. Preachers' wives, pray for one another. I'm not through yet. We're going to loose something in this building tonight that's going to roll like thunder. Oh, I'm tired. Pray anyway. I'm tired. Pray anyway. Go ahead and pray. The angels are saying, I will do what you ask. I will answer. Hallelujah. This city, come on, not our will, but thy will be done. Don't save my city because I want it for my flesh. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Really clap your hands. Shout unto the Lord now. Come on. Come on. Something's happening. Somebody move just a little bit. Come on, move just a little bit. Move just a little bit. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Atapasata yanarabaya. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. You may be seated, and I won't preach much longer now. Something's about to break here. And hear me now. The angel said, we're going to answer your prayer concerning this place. And that was for Lot's flesh. What will God and his angels do for our spirit that is right? What will God do for a blood-washed church that is on fire? What kind of loosening will happen in this place tonight if we could say, not my will, not my will. Here's the kicker, honey. The angel said, we can do nothing concerning our mission till you move. We cannot do what we have been sent to do till you move. Y'all ain't hearing me, are you? If God could speak to a man like Lot in the gates of Sodom and Gomorrah and say there's a mission to be done, but it can't be accomplished till you move, what's going to happen in this place here tonight when we get up off of our duffs and our keisters and we get out of our flesh and we get in the Holy Ghost and we start moving in the presence of the living God? I can't hear you tonight. What will happen in this auditorium? My God, my God, my God, somebody help me. My God, my God, my God, have mercy. Oh, la sonda yabasara. Get out of those chairs. Get out in the middle aisle. Get out of those chairs. Get out of the middle aisle. You that are in the front, start worshiping and clapping in your hands. No, I'm not through yet. No, I'll quit if I got to. But somebody, the angels are saying, we can't do what we've been sent to do till you move. Music, please. Oh, Halamondolo Satayanaya. Somebody move around this auditorium. Somebody march a little bit. Somebody clap your hands. Oh, are you gonna move? Are you gonna move? Somebody lift your hands right now and tell God, I'm empty now. Fill me up. Fill me up. Fill me up. Oh, yeah. Go ahead and praise Him. Come on, I'm not through yet. But go ahead and praise Him. Shoulder next to you and say, Lord, help them to move. Help them to move. Come on. If a Lot in Sodom can get the angels' attention like that, what can we do in this building here tonight? Oh, go ahead and pray. Go ahead and praise. Sing a moment.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Come on and do it.
Come on and do it.
Thanks be to God.
Get shout.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh.
We have overcome. Thank your name.
you feel revival. Power. Receive the Holy Ghost right where you are. In here close to this altar. I want you to get up here as close as you can. We're about to pray a kenosis prayer. Though you need the Holy Ghost, get ready and let God fill you. Young people, get in here as close as you can. Ladies with ladies, young ladies with young ladies, young men with young men, we're about to pray a kenosis prayer. Young people, you are the future of the church. I said, you are the future of the church now. Now, all the young people, keep pressing in. And I want you to look up here. I want you to listen to me now because we're about to pray a mighty Holy Ghost kenosis prayer. Lot took the power of God and went to Bela. That's what led him into Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's where he stopped on his way out. From that day forward, Bela became known as Zoar. Zoar means but a little place. Just a little. Not a lot. Just enough that I don't have to go all the way to the mountain. Because I'm afraid. I'm scared. Because if I go to the mountain, some evil thing will become or come upon me. So angels, I'm going to stay in this little Bela. And from that day forward, it became Zoar. Young people, look at me. God is looking for a church that says, all of me, all of me. I don't want a little of me in the way. I want all of me given to you. Look at me. You're the future of the church right now. You know what happened. He would not go to the mountain. He stayed in Zoar. Then he got afraid of Zoar and finally went to the mountain. But when he got to the mountain, he crawled in a cave. And from the mouth of that cave, look at me, young man. Hear me, young lady. His two daughters looked upon a world that was on fire and it burned. And you know what they said from the mouth of that cave? That was their world. They said, we have no man after the manner of men to have birth. Let's make daddy drunk on the wine. The older said, I go first. And I want you to know from her came the Moabites. That was the beginning of the Moabites. Of the father. Living in a cave, afraid. Listen to me, young people. There's trouble coming on America and the world. But don't look at it like that and say, we can't do it. Are you listening to me? There is going to be revival in the trouble that's sweeping our world. Are you hearing me? It's a bigger world than the mouth of a cave. Somebody talk to me right now. The oldest daughter got her daddy drunk and they had a baby. From that came the Moabites. The next night, the next daughter got her daddy drunk, and from that came the Ammonites. And the Ammonites and the Moabites fought God's people all their days. Hear me. This wine, this Holy Ghost wine, cannot be abused to bring forth, let me say it discreetly, the wrong kind of revival. Y'all didn't hear that, went over your head. Are you hearing me? We cannot entertain the spirit of the world and have apostolic revival. We don't need their theatrics. We don't need their music. Somebody help me. We don't need their pollution. Hollywood ain't got the answer. Jerusalem does. Talk to me, young people. I can't hear you. Talk to me. Come on. If we're going to have wine, let's have Holy Ghost apostolic. Come on, young people. Let the fire fall. Do you want it? Do you want it? Do you want it? I'm on. We will have revival. Everybody reach over and lay your head on somebody right now. Loose them, God. Loose them, God. Loose that young man. Loose that young lady. Loose them, God. Pray for them, preachers. Lay your hands on them right now.
Come on,
y'all.
My heart.
Come on.
send angels to my city, my God, to set it free. Send your glory. Bring revival. Lift your hands. Pray over your family. Come on. Praise ye the Lord. Woo. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody, find you a place in God right now that you can say, something in closing, and this is no pressure whatsoever at all, and if you don't do it, there's nothing wrong with your life, you're okay. But is there some young men and young ladies that feel like God is laying his hand on your life, and whatever God has for you, you obey him? You'd like to take that next step up in symbolic terms. This is what I want you to do. If you're hungry, I want you to come up these steps. If you feel that God is touching your life, or you'd like to do more, I want you to come up these steps on both sides. And I want you to come up here and line up on the platform. Young men being called, young ladies being called. I'm willing to be a missionary. I'm willing to be a home missionary. I'm willing to be a preacher's wife. I'm willing. I'm willing to be a minister. I'm willing to be an evangelist. Come on. I'm telling you, this night is going to break wide open in the Holy Ghost. Oh, make room. Go ahead. Step on back further. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you get up here on this platform, start crying out to God. Hallelujah. Anybody else want to make that step? Anybody else want want that kenosis in your life? Anybody else ready for that transfer of power?